And there are two extremes. There are people who worship God but believe that Jesus is not God. He's just one of the prophets. That's not the New Testament message. Remember, we say Jesus came to show us the Father. And in the process, he said, I and the Father are one. So anybody who wants you to worship Jehovah and wants you to ignore the Son is contradicting the scriptures. But then the other extreme are people who say Jesus is God because there is no other God. In other words, he denies that there is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They deny the Trinity. I know the word Trinity is not in the Bible, but the fact that the Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God, is in there. So they kind of say, and I know I had them in our university days, where they say if you are baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you have broken God's command. Why? It is, you must be baptized in the name of Jesus only, because Jesus is the Father, Jesus is the Son, and Jesus is the Holy Spirit. That is making something complicated simple. Because he, at the baptism of Jesus, Jesus was physically in the water. God the Father, we hear God the Father in a voice, and the Holy Spirit lands on him as a dove. Totally separate, but appearing at the same time. So do you really worship God?